On my way here to be live, I hear a ring in the sound in here. On my way to be live, we called and found out that there's been problem with both the KU band and the Big Dish GE3 transponder 20. That every few minutes there's been intermittent interference of some kind affecting both the picture and the sound. Now, there should have been somebody at my gate telling me that. That's right now. Because I probably would not have come live. We have arranged to have last Sunday night standing by at King's House Warren because it appears the problem is between this studio and our uplinks that are at King's House Warren, the microwave connection. I don't know how serious the problem is. I mean, the crew here watched, but we didn't have a chance. So I said, I'm going to go live and let the audience tell me how bad it is. So during these first minutes, which we normally dedicate to our congregation anyway, for you to make your reservations for the cathedral, and next Sunday is very important. It's my 29th anniversary, and I start my 30th year as pastor. First Sunday in November, 1975. I was elected for what I thought would be a very short term. Next Sunday ends 29 years and starts my 30th. So you ought to be making reservations for next Sunday. But critically important is for you to call, you who have KU band dishes, and you who are watching on 56, which takes the feed off of our C-band GE3 transponder 20. So if the glitch that my staff reported was occurring, you'll see it on 56. You King's dishes all around the country will obviously see it on the Big Dish that you have. The KU band watchers will obviously see it on your KU band dish. I need all of you to help me, because if it is so bad as to be below broadcast quality, or so bad we can't really function from here tonight, I'll bow out about 7:30, and they will put up the festival we have standing by at King's House One that goes directly out of the uplink room by tape. So will you help me? You get on the phone. You that have been watching already off of the Big Dish or the KU bands, you should have some reports right now. You that are watching on 56, let me know what you see so that we can decide whether to stay here live or switch over to the tape program that's on standby over at King's House One. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Go for it. Now, as I opened, I said, I just discovered on the way here that there was a problem with the broadcast cutting out periodically, intermittently, and that we pretty much isolated the problem on the microwave connection between this studio, which is quite a distance from King's House One, where the uplink antenna farm is, both the uplink to the KU band and the uplink to the large dish satellite C-band GE3 transponder 20. Now, you that are watching on 56, 56 takes its feed off of GE3 transponder 20. And you that have satellite dishes across the country, you that are watching on 56, you that have KU bands, I'm asking you to call. I had a choice when I found this out, not to go live. And we have standing by a tape of last Sunday's program to play from the uplink room at King's House 1 on the other side of where the interference apparently is. So I said, I'm going to go live and let the audience decide how bad it is. So I'm asking you, all of you, to watch on 56 or have the large dish or have the KU band. Get on the phone and tell me if you're having problems with reception. And if it's too bad for me to continue live, then I'll switch at 7:30 over to the uplink room and we'll play the tape. But if we can keep going live, you're going to determine that. So get on the phone and tell me and make your reservations for next Sunday, which is my anniversary Sunday. 29th anniversary, starting my 30th year, next Sunday at the cathedral. Make your reservations. Now get on the phone. Well, now the consensus of opinion, as I read the messages, is that prior to the program, particularly the 30 to 45 minutes before we came in here live, there was problem to those who were watching on the dish, either the KU band or C band. But that the minute we went live, it cleared up. And now we will try to get to the bottom of what the problem is. There's constant expansion of broadcast. And there are people that interfere with microwave connections. We have problems with wind and trees sometimes in the rain, but this is not a stormy night. I have no idea what was causing the interference, but based upon scores of messages, it's clear now. So we'll stay here live and take some more messages from you. The first 30 minutes is dedicated to getting your reservations for next Sunday, so stay on the phone. All right, I said this first half hour is for my congregation, primarily to wake you up and get your reservations in. I mean, here's where you cast a vote for my 30th year. If you don't show up on my 29th anniversary, why spend another year hanging around? For God's word, I'll hang around whether you show up or not, but it'd be comforting to know that you're coming to express appreciation for 29 years of faithful teaching and joining me in faith. We made it through the 30th year and beyond. I at least need that year to finish Romans. 279 messages, that was the message today. And I'm not out of the third chapter yet. I know how to tempt the Lord my God. Get on the phone. Make your reservations. You know, I think that at least my people who support this ministry appreciate hearing the responses around the country. And this is just from today. Davison, Michigan, watching out of Flint, Michigan. I watched Dr. Scott for the first time this morning. I've never heard anyone quite like him before. He's so concise in his presentation of multiple languages. Anyone who heard him couldn't help but believe in God. Is this the only time he's on? Voice of Faith gave the internet address. Is he on in Florida? I'm everywhere. You can listen on the internet. Go buy a $50 shortwave radio and you can listen to me 24 hours a day. Multiple frequencies. I'm 80 years old and I go to Florida in the winter. That's why they ask the question. Hartford, Connecticut are waking up to the fact we're back on the Fox station there. I'm watching this man and he's unbelievable, awesome. I've never heard anyone preach like this before. I live in a very heavy Catholic area and I'm so glad I found you. And Sonia, Connecticut. Oh my God. I can hardly contain my joy. Thank God for the truth. It's so good to see him again. I used to watch him in Connecticut, but he went off, and now he's back again. My old King's House number is 28,405. Boy, that goes back a long time. I'll be watching every week. Menton, Connecticut. Doc, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Boy, that's stretching it for a Connecticut Yankee. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I really enjoyed the message, and I'll be watching you next Sunday. We really appreciate your teaching. New London, Connecticut. This is the first time I've seen this program. I'd like to get the pulpit. Well, all of you that don't have it should have it, including those of you listening tonight. If you don't have a copy of the University Cathedral Pulpit, ask for it. It's free. You ought to have it. New London, Connecticut. I want to get the pulpit. This is very interesting. I've never heard anyone talk about the Bible like this. And they say, God bless you. Connecticut. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear Lord, and thank our master teacher. Well, that is stretching it for a Connecticut Yankee. Farmington, Massachusetts. I think that's what it is. The boy's face wrote Framingham. I think it's Farmington. I love Dr. Scott and this teaching. Dallas, Texas, watching Channel 27, the Fox station out of Dallas. I'd like to have that paper offered by Dr. Scott. I've only seen you three times, and each time it was something I needed to hear. I'm learning so much listening to you. Usually I'm in Sunday school at this time, but today I stayed home to listen. Thank you so much, they say. Irving, Texas. I'm calling to say how much I enjoy the program. Excellent. I just love the way he breaks the word down in different languages. This is so beautiful, there's no way that you can say you don't understand. He makes sure you understand. Those are nice things to say. Arlington, Texas. My name is, they give it to me. I've been studying the Word for 30 years. I'm 53. I appreciate your message so much. I can recognize your message is out. It's from our Father and not from man. They sent the pulpit to me already. I'm watching and I'm so appreciative because I got sick of going to churches here because they don't teach from our Father, but you do. Thank you very much, Dr. Scott. Well, I'm sure some do there, but... Wilmer, Texas. He probably is one of the most single-handed of men to communicate the word I've ever seen. The way he prepares a message, the way he does. Tell him that I'll be honored to meet him in person and see him teach someday. Can you send me the Cathedral Pulpit? Yes. Dallas, Texas. He's one of the best teachers I've heard in a long time. I love this program. I hope he stays on. We will. Dallas, Oak Cliff, Texas. That's the uptown area. I think his program's really good. I remember watching him 20 years ago when I was on drugs. And I remember he was good then. I'll read that again. I remember watching him 20 years ago when I was on drugs, and I remember he was good then. Now, he still looks good 20 years later, and I'm not on drugs. And he still... Well, he's real. I know what he says is right. I just wanted to call and find out what this number is for. Thank you. Well, now he knows. Sherman, Texas. Gives me the name. You're looking better every day. I enjoy this program so much. We used to watch some time ago. We did live in Dallas. We couldn't find him up here until today. He's in our prayers, and we love him very much. Fort Worth, Texas. I've been watching Dr. Scott for a long time, but have recently moved to Dallas. I'm looking for a church to attend that is genuine, that teaches the real word, not just a fashion parade. I know the truth when I hear it. You speak the truth, Dr. Scott. Sir, do you know of a church I can attend in this area? No, I don't. Until some pastor identifies with me and calls in, I can't name one for you. Wish I could. Granbury, Texas. I appreciate Dr. Scott's Sunday morning message. He used to be on 24 hours here in Texas. I miss him very much. The Voice of Faith gave him various 24-hour media. Oh, I didn't realize that I could listen to him on the website. Just press the live button. I'll do that. Thank you so much. Surf the web. You can hear us 24 hours a day. Hercules, California. This is from Channel 4 up in San Francisco. I'm very impressed with the program this morning. He was talking about propitiation and expiation. This is something I've never comprehended until I heard him this morning. I think I used to see him in 1968 on TV when I first came to this country. I think he was on 24 hours a day. I was. I remember thinking then that this man is anointed. He's a very strong man. It's good to see him again. And thank you for the call. Vallejo, I just love your show. It's so comforting. I truly enjoy you. The teaching is so profound. I've never called, and I wanted to tell him how much I appreciate him. Santa Rosa, watching Channel 4 out of San Francisco. Thank you for the in-depth study of God's Word. Both my husband and I are watching. This is a wonderful program in Sebastopol, California. Channel 4 out of San Francisco. Good morning. I'm thoroughly enjoying this program because of him. I am now understanding what I've been reading for years. Thank you. I used to watch years ago, but now I realize when I really listen, I really realize how full of truth he is. San Francisco, many more calls keep coming in. Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, watching Channel 30. I'm a minister, and he reminds me of one of my professors I had. This is one really awesome teaching. It's a fresh anointing. Please keep teaching the Lord's Word. I'd like to get everything he has on this subject. He gives me his name. Nashville, this is incredible, brilliant. I've never enjoyed such deep teaching that has satisfied my soul in this way. I'm having a hard time expressing myself. Wow, incredible, incredible, incredible. Please thank him for the teaching and for pressing on in this way. Nashville, this is a super program. Very interesting. The way he gives us the meaning of these words. God bless you. Please send me the pulpit. Franklin, Tennessee. I call every week to tell Dr. Scott how much I enjoy his program. I've also come to understand what is in his heart and have come to love this man very much as a true man of God. Lebanon, Tennessee. Thank you for your teaching. It's good to have someone with substance teaching. It's really needed right now. Nashville. This is the best program I've ever seen on the Bible. He really understands the Bible and the translations. He's a genius. The Bible has been so messed with. He is exactly what I've been looking for. I'm in Nashville, and I turned on the TV and listened to him for a minute and knew this man really has done his homework. Please send me the pulpit and church information. Henderson, Tennessee. I'm seeing this program for the first time, and it was wonderful. My husband and I are licensed, ordained Pentecostal ministers. Thank you. Franklin, Tennessee. This is a doctor, and he gives me his name. I'm a retired surgeon here in Franklin, Tennessee. I call every week because I listen every week and enjoy your teaching so much. I'd like to know the full title of the lexicon you mentioned today. You said it was the best and would like to purchase it. It's Brown Driver Briggs, Lexicon of the Old Testament. Nashville, Tennessee. This is my first time listening. I was sick today and just wanted to hear some religious program. And there was Dr. Scott. Wonderful teaching. I'll keep watching from now on. Well, you're going to watch well as sick now. That's good. Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. I'm calling to give my appreciation to Dr. Scott for the message he just gave on TV. We need teaching like that, and I hope he does it for a long, long time. I'd appreciate the pulpit. Hyattville, Maryland, watching Channel 5 out of Washington, D.C. I appreciate the way he presents the whole message. I really cherish what he's teaching. He doesn't compromise. God bless him so he can continue spreading the word. Oxon Hill, Maryland. I'd like to get a copy of this message. He teaches from the heart. This is absolutely wonderful. Again, watching Channel 5 out of... They've given the cable channel, but it's Channel 5 out of Washington, D.C. Sweet Maryland, Pennsylvania. I was turning the TV from channel to channel when I stopped to listen to this preacher. It was a blessing to my ears. I had felt for years that God had forgotten me because I'd been in awful pain for years. When I heard this, listen to this, young man talking about... When I heard this young man talking about God healing through the table of the Lord, the pain was gone. I didn't feel it anymore. Telling him I'm sending an offering. This is a first-time watcher, a 91-year-old lady. Thank God her pain is gone. Manassas Park, Virginia. Tell Dr. Scott I like the teaching very much. He teaches me so much this morning. Thank you, thank you. A 71-year-old lady. Somewhere in Maryland. I'm watching the program here at a motel. Calling to tell the preacher I'm really enjoying the program and I'm leaving for home in a few hours. Please send me the pulpit to my home in Omaha, Nebraska. I give the address. Hagerstown, Maryland. I really appreciate this program. I just wanted to thank him. I'm just blessed with what he's teaching right now. We, the traditional church, are off track instead of trusting God. Thank you so much, Dr. Scott. Riverdale, Maryland. I'm watching this man on TV, and what he's saying is very wonderful and refreshing, very rich. Can I get more information? I'll send him the pulpit. Well, I'll check out the website. Thank you very much. Leesburg, Virginia. Tell him to keep up the good work. This is great teaching. Please send me the pulpit. People are responding, folks. That's what we're doing, sending the word to hearers of the word around the world. And we're going to celebrate 29 years of it next Sunday, anniversary Sunday at the cathedral. Are you going to be there or not? If you are, make your reservations and get on the phone. All right, no more calls. Everybody, take your seat. Get your elements ready to go to the table of the Lord. Why don't you go to Matthew 8, chapter 8. Those who listen to me know I often refer to the Septuagint as the Bible of the New Testament. Translated from the Hebrew between 300 and 100 B.C. Greek was the predominant language. And most of those who came back from the bondage in Babylon had forgotten their Hebrew or never learned it. They spoke the language of the Western Persian Empire, Aramaic. And in the area of Christ's disciples, the Galileans, they spoke a dialect of Aramaic, Syriac. But as English is the language of the world today, and French was a generation or so back, Greek was the language of the empire that had just transferred, really, from the Greek empire that had broken down with the different sections under the generals that succeeded Alexander the Great. And Latin had not yet come to dominate. Greek was the language universal. The Bible, the Old Testament translated into Greek, was the Septuagint, the word for 70, based upon the story that 70 scholars had translated it. Now, when you go back to 300 B.C., when the Pentateuch was probably done, and then other sections moving up to 100 B.C., you have scholars totally devoted to accurately translating the Hebrew and the other languages for the apocryphal books, some of which were written in Greek. Daniel, written in both some sections in Hebrew and other sections in Aramaic. You have devoted scholars wanting to translate exactly what the Hebrew said. More importantly, they had manuscripts edging up to the canonization of the Old Testament and the assemblage of the scrolls under Ezra when they came back from Babylon. So the manuscripts that these translators had were much older than anything we can find extant in the world today. Closest thing to any one of their manuscripts would be that which is the best preserved of the scrolls found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Isaiah Scroll. In addition, the Septuagint that became the New Testament, became the Bible for the New Testament church, the Septuagint manuscripts that Matthew read from and Jesus read from when he went in the synagogue were much closer to the actual translations from Hebrew to Greek, being manuscripts that would go back within a generation of the very manuscripts first done. Whomever's coughing, let them slip outside, please. Follow the layers. The translators from the Hebrew to the Greek had Hebrew manuscripts we don't have today. They had Hebrew manuscripts that the Masoretic scholars, who in a reaction against the Christianization of the Septuagint being taken over as the Christian Bible in the first generation, they sought to supplant it with a pure Hebrew translation. And between 300 and 700, the primary intensive work, the Masoretes produced the Hebrew text, which is accepted today as the standard Hebrew text of the Old Testament. But they didn't have manuscripts 300 to 700 A.D. They didn't have manuscripts as old and as pure as the ones that were used by those 300 to 100 B.C. who translated the manuscripts into the Greek. And if they had a Septuagint, and the oldest Septuagints that we have today will have gone through many copies and will not be as pure as the manuscript of the Septuagint that Jesus was reading from or Matthew was reading from. Now, as I've said, between the Masoretic text and quotations of the Septuagint in the New Testament, where the New Testament is quoting the Old Testament, there are many differences. And interestingly enough, because the Samaritan Pentateuch has been kept fixed, unchanged for more centuries, the Samaritan Pentateuch is closer to the differences in the New Testament quoting the Septuagint than the Masoretic text. And I've said this publicly many times. The Bible Jesus was reading from, the Bible Matthew quoted, the Bible Paul quoted, was the Septuagint, copies of which they had in the first century A.D. And if there's an argument between the quote by Matthew or by Paul or what Jesus read in the New Testament, that differs from the accepted Nazarite text of the Old Testament, my choice already made. The Septuagint had better sources than the Masoretes. And the Septuagint that is being quoted by Matthew is a better source than any that we have today. And the Septuagint that is being quoted by Matthew is a better source than any that we have today. I say all that because I'm going to read Matthew's Greek translation that he read right out of the Septuagint of Isaiah 53. Now, I've spent a lot of time in the King James on Isaiah 53, where they say that the suffering servant Messiah picked up Nasa in the Hebrew and carried away Sabal in the Hebrew, our griefs and our sorrows. That's what the King James says in his old hat to you. So they've taught it over and over. The Hebrew is hali, sickness, and makab, pain. Sickness and pain. Not griefs and sorrow. Well, what did Matthew's rendering, which is the Septuagint that he had, read? 17th verse, 8th chapter. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, and then he quotes from the Septuagint, the Greek translation of Isaiah 53, which he had. Himself took our infirmities. Took, lambano, bend down and pick up. Our infirmities. Asthenias. Asthenias. Infirmities and pains related to sickness. And bear. From the verb bastazo, to carry away. And bear our sicknesses. Nomus. Translated sicknesses. Not the word law. And rather, nosus, not nomus. Nosus. Go check it with any Greek dictionary. Nosus, sicknesses. Himself bare or took our infirmities, asthenias, and bare our sicknesses, nosus. But we don't have to just stick to the Greek words. He uses the Septuagint to explain what Jesus was doing. Behold, there came a leper, the 8th chapter says, when he came down from the mountain, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. Entered Capernaum, 5th verse. There came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. Now, leprosy and palsy are sicknesses. Jesus saith unto him, I'll come and heal him. Listen to this. I'm not here yet. You say, well, I might believe if Jesus were to walk in this room tonight, I think I could get the faith to believe in my healing. Well, listen to this centurion. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now this centurion had never read Isaiah 53. He didn't know what God's word had already said. He was waiting for a word that we already have. why I preached this morning. Don't say in your heart, you've got to ascend into heaven, bring him down, or descend into the depths and bring him up. The word's already nigh you. It's in your mouth. Speak it forth. With the heart man faitheth, with the mouth literally proclamation is made unto salvation, soterion, which, like shalom, includes healing and health. I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Boy, to have a staff like that. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. 13th verse, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast, literally in the Greek, faith, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. 14th verse. When Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid, sick of a fever. He touched her hand. The fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. And when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. All of this is physical sickness. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Unequivocally, impossible to argue away, he bare our sicknesses as well as our sins. He picked them up, took them away. Now, there's degrees of faith, that's pretty obvious. I'd like to live constantly in that amen state the centurion had. Jesus doesn't have to come here and do it, though I understand the truth of the Holy Spirit and the presence that will never leave us. But he's already spoken his word. That's why there was a lamb eaten behind the closed doors on which the blood was placed. That's why when they gave the silver half shekel as redemption money, it was also that there be no plague come nigh their dwelling. When the brazen serpent was raised in the wilderness, they were not just restored spiritually. They were healed. Everywhere you turn, we say, this is before Calvary. That's right. He healed on credit. That's the meaning of the verses preceding the 28th verse that I'm teaching on now, that God might be seen to be just, righteous, and the righteous sufficer, and that you might have questioned his righteousness, forgiving sins for which adequate payment had not been paid. He had said, for sin comes death, and he's been forgiving people, killing an animal in the place of Adam and Eve and clothing them with the skin. All the forgiveness of sins and all the healing was on credit. And every time Jesus did these healings, he went more in debt, necessitating that he buy up that credit at Calvary. And he did. The Lord laid on him our sicknesses and our pains, as well as our iniquities and sins and transgressions. That's why there's two elements at this table. Not just wine, if all that's being taken care of is sins, all you need is a cup. But the Lord picked up our sicknesses and our infirmities. And to my dying breath, sick, I can still look at this bread and say, God, you said it, I claim it. with your stripes, I was healed. Made worthy by the blood of the Lamb.